Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Safe Again by Sharon Zeff, California, USA. On April 26, 2002, every parent's worst nightmare came true for me. My two stepdaughters, Anna 6 and Emily 4, were abducted from daycare by their mother, who had recently lost custody. The police said it was not their problem, it was a civil matter. It took 5 days to get them to write a report and 6 days to get the girls into the missing persons' computers. At first, we thought it was just their mother going off and it wouldn't last long. But on May 8th, their mother turned up without the girls. She was charged with contempt of court because she would not give up the girls' location. Anonymous members of a children's advocacy group were hiding the children. For months, nothing happened. The police wouldn't help. Heroic Stories publisher Randy Cassingham suggested we send out a press release to get the media interested. My friend Mari, who works in public relations, wrote it, and it worked. Within 1 week, the story was in our 2 major local papers. The next week, it was on TV. Finally, Diane Moyes, an investigative reporter at our local ABC station, picked up the story and worked on it for 8 weeks. On November 4th, his report aired, and he uncovered the fact that the man who heads the advocacy group hiding the girls was a convicted child molester, which led to a major uproar in the group. Some members who knew where the girls were kept rescued them and brought them to the TV station. The group leader was arrested. More than 5 months after the girls were taken, we finally got the phone call saying we could come get them. We went to the TV station and were brought up to the conference room where Anna and Emily were happily playing. When their father and I walked into the room, Emily looked up at me with the biggest, brightest smile on her face and raced towards me. A hug never felt so good. Within minutes, the girls were laughing and clamoring for our attention. They were happy and healthy and thrilled to be going home. Parental abduction appears to be barely a crime. The police don't care. We spent about $50,000 on investigators and lawyers. We furnished the police with about 700 pages of worthwhile evidence. They organized it into a nice binder with the same evidence Dan Noyes brought down the advocacy group and gave us back the girls. This is true, and Heroic Stories were the first to provide media attention, and it helped a lot. Ultimately, the girls' pictures were carried on about 12 websites. About half were from concerned Heroic Stories and true readers. We learned so much, all the hard way. The most important advice I can give parents is make sure your kids know your full name, phone number, and how to call 911, and make sure they know you would never want to be separated from them, regardless of what anyone tells them.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.